Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Slovenian and English, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Polakis or Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, Thai and Turkish.
Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in premore prelepo in izredno raznoliko površje ter podzemlje. Umeščena je med Alpe na severu in Mediteran na jugu, pokrita z bujnimi gozdovi in številnimi kraškimi jamami. Dežela je prava mešanica vsega lepega na svetu. Dežela iz knjige pravljic. V Sloveniji lahko najdete nekaj krajev osupljive lepote. Znana je po škocijanskih jamah, ki so na seznamu svetovne dediščine UNESCO in premorejo Cerkvenikov most, naravni most, ki se vzpenja skoraj 50 metrov visoko, po Postojnski jami z njeno človeško ribico in po prestolnici Ljubljani, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno in prepolno ostalnin zadnjih 5000 letih.
Med svojo turnejo leta 1999, ko je predavala v 18 evropskih državah na željo po duhovnosti koprnečih ljudi, je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj sprejela povabilo blagoslovljene slovenske dežele. Kasneje je takole izpovedala svoje iskrene misli o slovenskih ljudih.
The Slovenian people are very pure. I like them very much. It was the first time in Slovenia, but it's made a very good impression.
And then suddenly Ljubljana, and when you were there, we were just so happy to feel the whole the atmosphere all over the Slovenia.
Najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj se je vrnila v Očrljivo republiko leta 2007. Da bi osebno podelila nagrado za sijajno vodenje sveta tedajnemu predsedniku Drnovšku, za njegovo razsvetljeno vodenje svoje dežele, kot tudi za svetovna humanitarna prizadevanja.
Februarja 2008 je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj odložila vse svoje številne obveznosti in odpotovala v slovensko prestolnico, da bi se pridružila ljudstvu pri slovesu od njihovega drugega predsednika, doktorja Janeza Drnovška. Med svojim kratkim bivanjem se je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj srečala s predstavniki medijev, kot tudi dobrodelnih skupin in javnih uradnikov. Pri tem je tudi podarila 20 000 evrov v podporo Valdorfski šoli in fundaciji za pomoč otrokom.
Sedaj vam z veseljem predstavljamo sledečo predstavitev intervjuja z igralko in pisateljico gospo Majo Gal Štromar, konferenco in srečanje slovensko varuhinjo človekovih pravic gospo Zdenko Čebašek Travnik.
There's no words really enough to comfort anybody at this time, even myself. Of course, I'm happy for him. Huh? That is a comfort for any Slovenian people. But we miss him, you know. It doesn't comfort me too much to know that he is in high heaven. I'm very happy for him. But here in a physical level, you know, we need him. So I don't know really what kind of world would comfort myself. Oh. His family of Slovenian people. I can only say I understand their sorrow, but on one hand, they should be happy that he has been a great legend and that your country has been so fortunate to have such a great man, and that now he's in a high heaven, yeah, enjoying all that is due to him because of a great man he was on earth. Now he's also a great man in heaven as well. If that any comfort to you, yeah, otherwise I'm not even comforted. You know, he's gone too quick. too soon. We were not all prepared to just let him go like that. He's still too young, you know, and too good, and still full of ideas for the world. This time, we could meet him more, the world more, you know, with us, with the world, no? That's it. I'm very sorry. His family, his friends, his staff, his co-workers, you know, the one who knows him, and his family, as well as the Slovenian people. But he is in great heaven, and he's still a great man up there, as well as he was great on
Job, he was
Slovenian
staff lead, and now we have to follow this.
Yes, you better follow it.
So what would be the message in this time in Slovenia? There's a presidency of the European Community and a lot of leaders coming from abroad to Slovenia. Maybe a message from you,
yes.
What we should do to have more awakening and to high consciousness even in leaders?
Yes. I think your president, Dr. Janis Danovcek, has already told enough about what a great leader should be by setting an example, yeah, by himself being a great leader. So I don't really have much to say in this respect, but it would be good if we all follow, not just the leader of Slovenia or the world, but everyone in their individual self is a leader. Because we are leader of our family, we are leader of our community, or maybe we are leader in our true self. So we should follow his example to be more spiritual inside and to offer more service outside, to protect our planet, especially at this moment, because the planet is in peril. Yes, we need action fast. That's what Dr. Danovcek wanted to do, you know, before he passed away. He expressed that in his book, and he expressed it to me personally, and he expressed it in some teleconference that we had with him last time. And he was going to have another conference with us in Taiwan, but just 2 days before that, you know, his health problem, and his staff told me that we have to cancel that. So if we really love this man, we do what he did and more to care for the people and to protect the planet, to love the animals, to love the environment, and make our world a better place and a paradise if we can do that. That's what Dr. Danovcek wanted us to do. Not just a leader of the world, but everybody. Everybody should be a leader to protect our planet. Really, it's very urgent.
We're talking about love.
Yes,
yes. So, of course, it's a great language, but sometimes we just meet people who are deaf or blind and they don't want to hear. So how to find maybe a language to be understood? What would be this language? Is this art or of course even work on spiritual work or meditation?
Meditation is for everyone because we have this greatness inside us. The outside organs is not a handicap for the soul, huh? We are great, we are part of God, so to be able to see or not to see is no big deal. We can see anyway with the soul, with the wisdom eye. We know everything there is to know with our ears, with our eyes, with our nose. So once we go inside spiritually, we never have to worry about whether we can see or not.
Just the message for Slovenian people?
I think they are great already, the Slovenian people. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had such a great president. So I would like them to continue to be great as the great people. Yeah? And to remember the legend of Dr. Danovcek and continue his work.
Thank you very much, and we are looking forward to meet you again.
Thank you too.
Share with us faith, love, light, and all we are. All we are within
us.
Jaz bi vas vse pozdravila na prvi novinarski konferenci v letošnjem letu. Z nami, z vami smo varuhinja človekovih pravic v Gozdenka Šeliš-Žitani.
Lepo pozdravljen, jaz sem vesela, da vas je bolj potukaj kot tema, da smo imeli včeraj. Včeraj smo tudi imeli sicer sporočilo za javnost. Dobrodošli tisti, ki ste danes ponovno še posebej. Zdaj je približno eno leto, kar sem jaz v tem svojem mandatu, 6-letnem sicer, in je ta konferenca današnja namenjena tako pregledu mojega enoletnega dela, pa ne samo mojega, pa dela Evropuševa, pregledu in pregledu pod mojim vodstvom.
Šta je zanada, zato ker je bila dobra prijateljica predsednika Drnovška. Imeno za sodelovanje, da večina tudi izražene sočutja, iznenada prignala pravzaprav na podpis včeraj direktno v Drnovšku.
Hvala lepa.
Prediče sam bila.
Hvala lepa, hvala se po vašem delitu.
Good
talk, psychiatrist and family therapist.
Oh,
that was my previous job.
Oh.
So I was working at the psychiatric hospital in Ljubljana.
Yes.
And I'm also teaching at the School of Medicine.
Oh, you still are teaching?
I'm still teaching.
How you have time for all this?
I don't have.
It's funny how we don't have time, but we can do it.
Yeah, that's the way how we live. But I have support, I have very good colleagues, co-workers, and of course I have support at home. So
teamwork
here and support at home.
Lucky, because you are sincere, very sincere, I can see it in your talk.
Thank you.
You do a lot of work, research, and you know what you are talking about.
Yeah.
Very wonderful. I'm so happy, and I just wish you luck. Everything you do will be successful.
Thank you.
And happy new year. Chinese new year.
Yeah.
I will believe the year of the rat is a successful year for entrepreneur, for new initiative. So I wish your new initiative will be successful. Yeah, we promote vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that the animals will be more and more protected, and in turn protect our environment and the earth. Because right now we are in danger of losing many species, many living on the planet. So we are also working very hard with you in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we helping your project.
Thank you.
In a direct way, mm-hmm. We also help refugees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you do, we also supporting in some way the same idea with you.
Have you been in Slovenia before?
I have, madam. Uh-huh. Yeah, a few times.
Oh, yes.
And last time I was here, I was at the invitation of your president, your beloved late president, Dr. Drnovšek.
Uh-huh.
And I was...
Zelo bila prizadeta, ker sem bila prijatelja, s katerim sem sodelovala na najbolj pomembnih projektih in sredi tega. Smatram, da je svet in Evropa predvsem zdaj izgubila človeka, ki je odpiral vizijo, ki je ni prej kot tem, ko je bil pragmatičen, ampak je zdaj, ko je zaznal kot modar človek, kam gre. Potem iskal tiče druge rešitve, so te oddaje, ki jih nas pri nas na televiziji in boste videla, ko boste gledala, bomo več o tem povedala. Jaz sem pač predstavljena za zdaj, v Sloveniji imamo obzir internet.
Mm-hmm. You tell us what you want to tell the world.
Yes.
Now, I mean, that was for Slovenia. Of course, it affects the world too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to say to the world, hundreds of millions of audience in the world, what would you say? You can think about it and tell us when you're ready.
I think it's the most important thing that we are able and we are willing to listen to the others and to ourselves. And when we are taking any decisions, that these decisions are to be made by hearing the thoughts or the ideas of both, of other people and ourselves.
This is more from the heart. Hey?
Yeah, I think that this is more from the heart. I'm not a politician, and I really want to use my knowledge I gathered through my studies, including systemic and family therapy and psychotherapy, to negotiate for the better conditions for the living of people who are in Slovenia.
I heard your talk, that how you know how many people still need help, how many children, prisoner, the refugees, you cover a whole lot of work. I hope you're going to stay alive a long time. People need you.
Thank you.
You're just like Dr. Kronovček, you're very, very idealistic. Rare to find, Madame.
Yes, and I don't know if you are aware, he appointed me, he nominated me for the...
Oh, he did it?
Yes.
Oh, he did. She told me that I should meet you because you are a humanitarian. You are a fighter for the poor and the kids and the, you know, the really, the really deserving.
That's
so I said, yes, we have to meet her.
There were about 30 candidates for this position.
So he invited you.
Yes. And then I had to go through the election procedure. And I was elected without the voice against
me. Oh, so he's very smart, you see. He knows who's...
Yeah, I think
very
so.
Smart. That's why I'm so sad, you know, I mean, I'm happy that he's gone to heaven, and high heaven, that I know. But I'm so sad that he's gone so quick, you know, I mean, he could have stayed a little longer with us.
Yeah,
we all go anyway, we not worry about that or anything, just right now we need to work more together. I hope he was going with me, or we arranged for him to go talk different university. That's why I told him we will arrange this, because he said he want to quit the presidency so that he can have more free time to go and talk. I said, we arrange all this, you talk anywhere you want, we will arrange everything, and you come and talk to people. And we okay already. He said yes, and then now, just too soon, you know?
Yes.
We need someone like him, example.
I also feel sorry that there was not more opportunities to see him and to talk with him.
Yeah.
But you know, you feel what kind of man he was, and also I feel similarly, and it means that there is no need to have more words, so maybe we can still elaborate or work on his ideas without his presence
here. That's right, we have to.
Yeah.
If we really love the president and the late president, if people really love him, they should, you know, follow his example and continue his work.
Yeah.
That's the love in action.
Yeah.
I think people will do it more now. Maybe in a way, his depart would also waken people up more into the very transcendent nature of life, you know, very ephemeral, here today, gone tomorrow. So we have to do something quick to save the planet for the children, for everyone, for the future generation. Time is short.
It's so good that you mentioned cooperation. That's the most important thing in this fighting project. So I said that we will invite you. I mean, you will be also somehow on this project for saving everyone.
Yes, you are doing it. She respects people's opinion, that's what it is. But that's what they call democratic, but actually it's just the same meaning. It's just they use it for politics, so you are allergic to it. But then you're respecting people's opinion, and you really invite everybody to work together, not just one person telling. And that's a very good idea.
That's
very good. I'm so happy he selected you. You happy with your work?
Yes.
Okay. So your message to the world is that we should cooperate.
Yes.
Each with each other to accomplish whatever we want.
Yes.
And what do you think is the best, the most important project that we want to carry on right now?
Well, I'm thinking in terms of our country. No?
Yes, of course. We have to start somewhere.
Yes, in my country I see a lot of issues or problems we have to change.
Yes.
First is to get the legislation that will allow more safety for the children.
Yes.
It means safety from the violence and also from the procedures in the courts and things. They really have bad influence on children. So children are first. And then on the other hand we have elderly people who are in some way similar to the children. They are not strong enough to fight for themselves. It's because of their illness or because of their age, and they are dependent on other people, so they really not so free to ask for their rights. So this is the second group, and the third group I really want to do something for them are handicapped people, people with handicap, and it's not important whether this handicap is physical or mental.
Yes.
Whatever handicap, they stop them from their rights. I want to support them and to find their way to live in our environment.
Apart from working officially here and in teaching in the university, is there any organization that you? Is that the children group that
the children like? Master would like to help some children, some groups, you know, like Baby Approach, or maybe visit the Atelier, some kids who are maybe in the depressive position.
Yes, I appreciate the work of Zvezda Prijatelja Mladine.
She can help?
Yeah.
Yes.
I already work with them, with Mr. Kočeva. I don't know if you met him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also the founding member of Foundation's Glavo na Zabavo. I don't know if you know it. It has to do with the young people that have fun without alcohol or any other substances.
Oh.
And I'm the founding member of this organization.
Oh, very good.
And the third one where I also do something is the Scout organization. Yes, I'm also scout, and so, but I'm not doing so much for them. I'm only the member, so I support them with a fee, a membership fee, and sometimes I wrote something for their newsletter. That's
so too much already.
Well, mentally, you know, they are unstable. Yeah, mentally I support them. Yes.
Of course, they're not so desperate like the one that you've done before. You know, the other group, you know, so you pay more priority to the like children, abusive people, old people, handicapped people.
Yes.
They're needing most.
Yes.
I heard you are vegetarian.
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
And you look so healthy. And no makeup, nothing.
No,
you are
no.
Wonderful. It's a natural beauty for vegetarianism. Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
According to research, the smart people are vegetarian. That's what is scientific research.
Oh, really?
They report it on our TV.
Oh.
Yeah, and because in a way they become, they're smart, they know what to choose for their life. Yeah. And then from that, they'll be more compassionate also. So smart and compassionate people are vegetarian. I see it in you too. Oh, I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you for being such a wonderful person.
Veseli smo vaše današnje družbe. Prosimo, pridružite se nam spet vsak dan za več razsvetljujočih predavanj in programov v besedah modrosti. Prosimo, ostanite oglašeni za več pozitivnega programa, ki sledi na Supreme Master Television. Naj nebesa obdarijo vaše življenje z resnico, lepoto in krepostjo.
It is our joy to have you with us today. Please join us again every day for more enlightening lectures and programs on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned for more positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grace your life with truth, beauty and virtue.